Wilson of the International Secret Police. Speed Gibson has obtained candid camera photographs of the octopus in his disguise as Paul Meunier at great personal risk to himself and Dawa. In fact, Clint and Barney arrived at the criminal's castle just in time to rescue the boys, since the octopus purposely refused to believe their statements as to their true identities and was about to punish them as thieving shepherds. Now, back at La Chaux-de-Siring's country home, Clint and his host prepare to go to Lhasa to telephoto the pictures to Chief Riley, not knowing that the octopus, suspecting trouble, plans to visit the house that morning. The boys have just finished breakfast, and for a change, everything looks bright for them.
Oh, gee, it's a swell day. Perfect for the picnic, Dawa.
Yes, Pete. Somehow we always have excellent weather for our day, the incense of the whole world. You know, it is a day of gratitude and thanksgiving, and nature seems to share in our happiness.
Yep, it's a swell day for murder.
Murder? Oh, that's just one of Barney's pet sayings, Dawa.
But I do not understand. Have you ever murdered anyone, Mr. Dunlap?
Yeah, who, me? Of course not.
Well, then, why would the weather affect a murder?
Well, you see, I'll let it go. I promise never to say it again.
Well, what's the joke, Speed?
Oh, Barney was trying to explain something, and he couldn't.
Oh, that's nothing new. Well, we're going to leave for Lhasa now. We'll be back inside of 2 hours.
We? Am I going along?
No, there's no need, Barney. Mr. Zirin has kindly consented to come along, so there won't be any delay in getting that telephoto of the octopus off to New York. Oh, here he comes now.
You ready, Mr. Marlowe?
Yes, thanks, Mr. Thiering. We can leave any time. I have the pictures I want to send here.
Excellent. I have ordered the car, so we can go immediately.
Very well. I'll leave you in charge, Barney. So long.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Gee, I sure hope Chief Riley makes it snappy looking through the secret police rogues gallery, comparing those pictures I took of the octopus with the known criminals.
He'll make it snappy, all right, Speed. But I don't think he's going to find much.
Well, why not?
I think the octopus is too smart to have ever been mugged. He's not the usual sort of criminal, you know. I got a hunch that he came into the crime racket from some other business entirely. That's why it's almost impossible to nail him. No fingerprints, no jail record that we know of, no nothing.
Gosh, I hope you're wrong, Barney.
If that proves to be true, Mr. Dunlap, how can you hope to capture this criminal?
He'll make his mistake, don't worry. They all do, Dawa. No matter how big they get, just one little slip and down they come. Boom.
I see.
No, Barney, I've been thinking a lot about Miss Marcia lately. I'd give anything if we could find some track of her. We know she's in Tibet, but where?
Yeah, I've been thinking about her too, kid. Ever since she was kidnapped by the octopus, I've been thinking about her.
To whom do you refer?
Marcia Winfield, Dawa. She was swell. Came over to China's governess to Jean Kingsley. But she really came to try and find her brother who's been missing for 3 years. He was tied up with the octopus in some way, too. And I guess Miss Marcia got to know too much because she disappeared also.
How horrible. And you've never had any word from her?
No. We don't even know if she's still alive. But we're not going to give up trying to find her. That's a cinch.
I should say not. I'm getting tired of running around Tibet on foot and in cars anyhow. My fingers are itching to take the stick in that old plane of ours and send her into the air.
Where is your plane, Mr. Dunlap?
We left her in Nagchuka, Dawa. And look, will you call me Barney? This Mr. Dunlap stuff's getting me down.
It is a great honor, Barney.
Well, I don't know about the honor, kid, but it makes me feel better.
The plane's no use to us right now, Barney. With the octopus in the pass of the Iron Dagger not far from here, what good would it do us to fly?
I don't know, but I think I'll get back to Nagchuka pretty soon and overhaul the crate. We may need her all of a sudden. You never know where the octopus is going to pop up, even though he's supposed to stay up in the pass.
Yes? What is it?
Mr. Paul Mounier, calling on your honored male parents, young master.
Mounier?
Gee, the octopus.
Hey, he must know why Clint has gone to Lhasa.
No, but we'd better see him or he might go to Lhasa himself and run into Clint sending those pictures.
That's right. Have him come in, Dawa.
Very well. Bring Mr. Mounier to our presence, please.
Yes, young master.
Now remember, you kids, treat this guy nice. We've got to until we get the goods on him.
You bet.
Do not fear, Barney.
Mr. Paul Mounier.
Good morning, my friends.
Good morning, Mr. Mounier.
I hope that I have not arrived too early. But I was so anxious to see how you celebrated this famous picnic day that I did not want to miss any of it.
That is quite all right. Won't you be seated, Mr. Mounier?
Thank you. Where is your father, Dawa, and Mr. Barlow?
They went to Lhasa but a short while ago.
To Lhasa? But I thought they came here expressly for this picnic day.
So they did. But at the last moment, we found we had no incense. So my honored male parent and Mr. Barlow, thinking it a nice morning for a drive, decided to get the incense themselves rather than send a servant for it.
Sure, gotta have incense, you know. The name of this day is the incense of the whole world, and we gotta do our part.
I see. Mr. Barlow seems to take great pleasure in going for drives, does he not?
Oh, sure. Clint has always liked riding in automobiles. That is, he likes that next to flying.
How do you celebrate this picnic day, Dawa?
By giving thanks for our blessings, feasting, and playing games. We have a quieter celebration here than they do in Lhasa, but it is a great day for us.
Then I shall await the return of your father and Mr. Barlow with great pleasure, since the ceremonies naturally will not begin until they arrive. I am also interested to see this incense they went after.
Yeah. Boy, I sure hope they don't forget it.
Lhasa is certainly a noisy city on a picnic day, Mr. Thiering. Why are those shells being blown?
They summon monks and worshippers to the services at the monasteries, Mr. Barlow. This is a religious day as well as a picnic day. And before we leave Lhasa, I should like to visit the Potala Temple and give thanks for all my many blessings.
Why, of course, Mr. Searing. And I have plenty to be thankful for myself. Speed took some dandy pictures of the octopus. Excellent negatives that made good contrast prints. They should be clearly received in New York.
Telephoto is indeed a wonderful thing. I am most happy that our portable sending set could aid you.
Well, it was the best luck I've had in months, Mr. Searing, having that portable set so close. If it hadn't been possible to send those photos from Lhasa, Barney would probably have had to fly the prints back into China to find a sending set.
Very probably. Now, we approach the Potala, my friend. Do you wish to enter the temple with me, or await my coming at the turquoise roof bridge that leads to it?
Well, I'll just wait if you don't mind, Mr. Searing. Those beggars over there sitting in the sun look very interesting. I'd like to watch them while waiting for you.
Very well. I shall not be long. Wait on the turquoise roof bridge.
Turquoise roof bridge. That's a beautiful name.
Great mercy, learned sir. A little present for me, please.
I didn't see you sitting there in the shadow. I almost stepped on you.
That is why I spoke when I did. Have you a little present for me, learned sir?
A present? Oh, you mean money?
Yes. You are most wise.
And your tongue is most smooth, my friend. You're a diplomat in the rags of a beggar.
I am not a beggar, my friend, but a lama.
A lama? A holy man?
Yes. Clint Barlow.
Well, you... How do you know me? I've never seen you before.
And I have never seen you. But we holy men of Tibet have other ways of knowing. I bring you a message.
From whom?
From Marsha Winfield.
Marsha? Where is she? Where did you see her?
Peace, my friend. I shall tell you all. Young lady is held prisoner in a hut near the lake Tangrenor.
Tangrenor? To the north of here?
Yes. I passed there a month ago. I saw Miss Winfield and heard her story. I just arrived here this morning. I knew you would come here to the turquoise roof bridge.
But how did you know?
Never mind that. I have delivered the message. And one more thing. Take a parcel of incense back to the home of Lhasa Tsering.
Incense?
What has that got to do with the case?
You will soon discover. But do not forget.
Here comes Clint now.
Excellent. I shall be most happy to see him.
What's that he's carrying?
We shall soon find out, Barney.
Well, we're back again. And have I got news? Say...
Good morning, Mr. Mounier.
Good morning, Mr. Barlow. As you see, I came to help celebrate this great Tibetan holiday.
Yes, I see.
I trust you have made our guest comfortable, Dawa.
Yes, my honored male parent. To the best of my ability.
I was a little surprised to find you absent this morning. But then I was told that you and Mr. Tsering had gone to Lhasa, specifically to purchase incense for the holiday.
Incense?
Now, don't tell me you forgot it.
That would be odd, since that alone took them to Lhasa.
Yes, it would be strange if I forgot it, wouldn't it? Open the package, Bean.
Oh, you sure you want me to, Clint?
Well, of course, why not?
Well... it's incense.
What?
Holy smoke.
Am I glad you didn't forget it, Clint?
I never forget, Speed. Well, you seem surprised at my purchase, Mr. Mounier.
No, not at all. I was merely thinking, Mr. Barlow, I must return to the Pass of the Iron Dagger immediately.
What? After coming here to help us celebrate?
Yes, I neglected to do something before I left. It completely slipped my mind.
And the incense reminded you of it?
Why, yes. How did you know?
Never mind. I just knew. And now, good morning and goodbye, Mr. Mounier.